Good morning, beautiful.
Guess what today is?
Flowers for me.
Are the flowers blooming?
Flowers blooming.
The flowers were blooming. The sun's shining.
A vase. Freshly cut flowers.
Oh, who sent me flowers?
You must love flowers.
Can you guess what it is?
National Flower Day.
Did you know?
I love flowers.
I love flowers.
Bring me flowers.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Didn't we just learn how to arrange flowers a couple weeks ago?
We did.
On a Try It Tuesday?
Clearly you didn't put that to use.
Nah.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Did you celebrate the weekend? Were you still celebrating St. Patrick's Day? I don't know.
I was.
Tom Morgan, Karina Carr, weekend in review. You were celebrating in a cigar bar that had booze and cigars and an Irish funeral. And you were never at a Tim Finnegan funeral before? Did you think the dude was really dead when you walked in there? They don't have funerals in bars, you realize this. It's an old Irish thing.
They were very convincing on their face.
Well, you're supposed to be. Here's the thing. I have a friend in South Carolina who went to a Tim Finnegan funeral at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And people on Facebook were actually saying, I'm sorry for your loss. It's not a real funeral.
I did my research before, okay? I saw it on Friday. I was like, okay, I need to check this out. And then I walk in and I see his belly rising. And I'm like,
done breath
to breathe. But he had a bottle of Jameson on his belly. And, you know, it was just like, there's a coffin in
a
cigar
thing.
Bar. Yeah, it was hilarious. But no,
did
it was
you have a
great
time.
Yes, Oliver's. It's a great place. It's a beautiful place. And Ed and Wendy were amazing. They're hilarious.
Oh,
and
good.
It was just a great time. It really was.
Get to our Facebook page and check it out if you missed it on Saturday. Check it out, and that'll give you all the more reason to go into downtown Shamokin. What else did you do? Were you watching Bracketology? Were you watching the madness? And there was plenty of it.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I caught a little bit of the highlights. Anyway, we'll get to the March sadness.
Yeah, we'll do some March sadness, and we'll sing the Sweet 16 that we're looking at. So my weekend, I did absolutely nothing. I played nurse to my partner, and she wasn't feeling well. She called in sick from work for the first time in over 10 years.
Wow.
So took care of her, worked on my Jeep a little bit. It's that time of the year when something goes wrong with your Jeep. You Jeep owners know this. If it's an old Jeep, you don't have a car payment. You just have a maintenance payment. And then I drove up to take care of my mama on Sunday. Because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what? One Sunday a month, I give my brother the day off and I take care of mama. Mama was actually watching March Madness.
Wow. Now I feel bad. Your mom's more into it than I am. What is wrong with this?
Well, naturally, I said, Mom, no Hallmark Channel?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon's on the way.
94KX.
KFC Australia is launching an 11-course fine dining menu with a wine pairing. Yeah. Most fine dining meals don't come with a spork. You know that?
94KX.
We're down to the Sweet 16.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Bruins, two Wildcats, Cyclones, Hurricanes, Red Raiders, Razorbacks, Cougars, Bulldogs, and Jayhawks. You're lying if you say you picked the Peacocks, Tar Heels, Friars, and Wolverines. Grab a match, douse your bracket in gasoline, the Sweet 16.
I would burn my bracket in gasoline, but gas is too expensive.
Exactly.
Grab some Zippo or something, I don't know. the Peacocks. Did you ever expect them to be in the Sweet 16? What did you say? You're not a betting person, but you said if you laid down...
$75. I mean, it turned into $37,500. It's like, I guess I should have bet on the Peacocks.
First of all, who has $75 to lay down on a team called the Peacocks? The St. Peter's Peacocks out of New Jersey. However, if you did have that money, you'd have $37,000 right now.
That's a car. I mean, seriously, that is a very nice car with all the bells and whistles. I'm just saying. So,
is this where I insert a joke about your car, or do we leave it go?
Go ahead.
No, never mind.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Karina checks out the March sadness for you people who did not bet on the Peacocks. And we've got a new contest coming up later on this morning where we're going to do the bunny hop together and I'll probably throw out a hip. It's all on the way.
Try to get you in a bunny suit, but you're poo-pooing on it. But anyway, it's Morgan in the Morning.
I don't do Furby.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sure, you call it March Madness. So do all the other radio stations and TV stations and bracketology. But whoever thinks of the people that made it to the big dance, and didn't get a chance to dance.
We do.
Say that again, I like that.
We do. It's March Sadness.
March Sadness. If we were to do the whole weekend, we'd be crying by the end of the break. So let's not do Friday night. That was pretty sad. Let's not do Saturday, but last night, Notre Dame Fighting Irish lost their fight with about a minute left. So yeah, let's take a look at March Sadness with Karina Carr.
Illinois, I mean, they have the corn. That's all that's left.
They have Chicago and pizza. Deep dish pizza.
And crime.
So long, Illinois.
Ohio State. We don't like them in football. We're not going to like them in basketball.
Exactly it. I mean, when you say the Ohio State, you're already obnoxious. So see you later. We're not sad about that one. We are Penn State. Anyway.
Michigan State. They've got a good airport.
Well,
you know.
They lost to Duke. And Tom Izzo and Coach K were back together. Coach K gets the win and says, hey, Tommy, see ya. I'm retiring. So
Cam, you okay? You're celebrating.
Cam's happy.
Yeah. Wisconsin, not cutting the cheese.
No. Wait, what? Cutting the cheese? What? See ya, Badgers.
Notre Dame, the luck of the Irish was with you Thursday, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, there's only one St. Patrick's Day a year, so see you guys. Now you're getting back, Karina. The Irish are out.
Auburn, the only time that you can beat or at least rival is in football against Bama. Just saying.
Auburn.
Roll Tide.
Didn't even know you had a basketball team, Auburn. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Texas again.
Texas?
Everything's not bigger in Texas, at least today. Two of them down in Texas.
Horns up? No. Horns down.
No horns long down. Horns today, baby.
Horns down. Bye. Bye-bye.
And if it wasn't enough?
Yeah.
Now we're going religious.
What's going on? Religious? What?
Texas Christian University. They're saying some Hail Marys tonight.
TCU, goodbye to you.
We'll be praying for you.
Is that it? I can't stand this anymore.
That's it. I can't either.
Thank you, Karina.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Grab the Kleenex.
Yep, I am wiping my eyes now. Is it allergies or March Sadness?
I don't know. Sure. I think it is March Sadness. It is also World Poetry Day, so maybe we could rebound from the sadness and write a poem. What do you think?
I'd love to hear your poetry.
It's on the way.
Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
All right, we're going NCAA March Madness route, but it is World Poetry Day, so what if we combine the two?
Greetings, springtime. Leaves on trees, the birds and the bees. Flowers grow, goodbye, snow.
Yeah.
Take off your jacket, take a look at your bracket.
What bracket?
Feeling frustrated, deflated, aggravated, devastated. Because your team was eliminated.
Are you picking on me?
Or did you thrive and give a high five because your team is still alive?
Well...
Feeling mean, need caffeine, a shot of dopamine.
What?
How many of your teams are in the Sweet 16?
None.
Is there sadness? Did you witness badness? Or do you have gladness from your March Madness? Thank you.
Duke is the only team I got left. That's out of 16.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
New sports and AccuWeather on the way next. The Bunny Hop Easter Egg Hunt is on the way. It's something brand new, and we've been talking about it for days.
Only way in is to listen to win. You're going to hear literally what it says, a bunny hop sound. And when you do, if you're the lucky caller, you'll join us April 3rd at ARDS with 94KX.
Is that what we're listening for, the boing, boing, boing?
Mm-hmm, you got it, Tom.
I just
Morgan.
Like saying the word boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Who doesn't want to be in on this bunny hop Easter egg hunt, right?
6,000 eggs, grand prize almost $700 from Knoebels.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. The hunt is on. Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
That's the sound of a bunny. Little boink, boink, boink. The hunt is on. Let's open up the Ford Fun Line. What do you say, girl?
All right, we're going to give you a little gimme now. For the rest of this week, we're going to play that, and you're just going to have to take it upon yourselves to call. However,
let's listen to it again, friends.
The hunt is on. Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
It's a bunny hopping down the trail there.
All right, we're going to open up the Ford Fun Line. Let's take callers 4 and 9, which if you hold it up in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, it's 94. We're not.
Oh, you're so good.
We're not trying to be difficult here. We're going to take, what, two qualifiers?
Yes.
And you got to have kids, people.
Yes, all right. Age 5 through 10. Let's just put that out there. And again, April 3rd, Ards Farm, and it's going to be a great time, but you got to be kids age 5 through 10. So 1-800-326-94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, coming up, we'll find out who our boing, boing, boing qualifiers are. And also, on the way, Jimmy Fallon with Late Night TV talking about Chobani.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kim Long.
Kim, so you got a kid age 5 through 10?
I have a 10-year-old.
Yay. Right.
Boy or girl?
It's a boy.
Not that, you know, one gender is better at Easter egg hunting than the other. I just wanted to know. A 10-year-old boy. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you've got yourself qualified to join us April 3rd at Ards Farms. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Caller 4 and caller 9 this time around. Karen from Bloomsburg, or other qualifier. It's all good. I'm feeling good about this boing, boing thing.
Hey, lots of stuff up for grabs. It's 94KX.
Boing, boing in the morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, I heard that Chobani, you know, Chobani Yogurt, they just hired the former CEO of Juul as its new president. Which explains this new flavor of yogurt I saw, Chobani Menthol. I was like, well, that's interesting.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay! Yay.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yes, I will on a Monday.
Notice how he bounces when we do that.
Well, you did. You kind of scare me.
Well, okay. That's nothing usual.
No. Celebrity birthday Scott Eastwood is 36 today.
Really?
Yeah, Clint's kid. He's in a couple of movies. I think he's up and coming because he's a lot like his dad.
Yeah, he is. He looks a lot
and
like
he's
him.
He's very handsome.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
He's quite attractive.
I mean, a little young, I'd probably get in trouble. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I can appreciate art.
Cut a switch. Adrian Peterson is 39 years old. He's the running back in the NFL that got in trouble for disciplining his children.
Oh, I remember.
I don't think he's in the NFL anymore.
Is he still a free agent?
You can call him that. He's out of prison, though. K-Fed. Kevin Federline is 44 years old.
Wow.
Kind of a one-hit wonder and somebody's boyfriend or...
husband.
Britney Spears or something.
Has children.
I don't
with
know.
Her.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Jonas the Joker Bergeron from Ace of Base.
Oh, my goodness.
Is,
Lord.
Yeah. I just love those names. Lynn, you actually do a better job. Bergeron? Or is it... How do you do those yeah kind of names?
I think it's Bergeron.
Hello, my name is... No, I don't want you to sing. I want you to say his name.
Jonas.
Oh, never mind.
I was fine.
You're done.
Thank you.
That wasn't
goodness.
Wasn't worth the trip.
Oh, Lord.
Bueller.
Like the first
it's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. It's a little childish, but then so is high school.
Honey, you're not going to school like this.
Call if you need us.
How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this?
Bueller.
Cameron Day.
Get dressed and come on over.
Bueller.
One of my favorite movies of all time, and I don't know why, because it was stupid from beginning to end, but Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I absolutely love that movie.
All right, and I love him.
Matthew Broderick is 60 years old.
Wow.
So is Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm. Okay, tell her not to sing anything.
Ever again.
Ever.
And a man I hung out at Spyglass with a couple seasons ago from Supertramp, Roger Hugson, is 72 years old.
Oh, cool.
Don't call his names. Jeez.
He was such a cool guy. I mean, and the funniest part was the dude that I was working that show with, who doesn't work here anymore, had no clue who he was.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of important.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Who's that old guy coming at us? I said, that would be Roger Hugson.
That's the guy who's playing tonight.
Those are the celebrities. Let's do the locals. What do we call them, ladies?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Andrea Weichel from Kramer is 38 today.
Carol Lowe's from New Berlin is 72. Happy birthday.
Don Catherman from Mifflinburg, 55 today.
Happy birthday to Jamie Miller. She's 45.
Jennifer Kreisner is 35. Happy birthday.
Joan Pennells from Dalmatia. She's 55 today.
John Lesser from Sunbury. Happy birthday. He's 51.
Happy birthday to Kelly Kurtz from Norrie. She's 51.
Megan Boyer's also from Norrie. She's 40 today.
Happy birthday to Michael Deptula from Shamokin, 63.
Also from Shamokin, Mike Snyder is 34. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Paula Carl. She's 51 today.
Peg Schwem is 60 years old.
Ryan Mack, love that name, 36, happy birthday.
Sherry Sprower is 36 today.
Sherry Cole is 60 years old today.
And rounding it out, Teresa Krimmel from Norrie is 70. Happy birthday.
Anybody on that book of faces, ladies?
No, nothing on Selfie Central.
Nothing at all. It's a slow
Selfie
Monday.
Selfie Central, I like that.
Well, you can use Selfie
it was like
Central.
People forget, like, I just saw you yesterday. I didn't forget who you looked like. I mean, yeah.
You can use the Ford Fun Line, the Book of Faces, text club email. Do anything you want. Just get your birthdays here.
Yes. Before it's too late.
That's right. Every day it's birthday buddies.
94.1 WQKX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, because these comedy pieces, these viral video pieces are always fun to watch, but we know you're busy in the morning, so we let you listen first. Have you ever been on an airplane where the passenger sitting next to you passed away? God, I hope not. But don't worry, the flight attendants actually have a procedure for this.
The thing that always kind of freaks me out is that we have to put them back in their seat and we have to recline the seat a little bit and put a blanket all up to their neck so we cannot cover their face. So if it's a full flight and the person next to you has a heart attack and we can't move anyone, you have a dead person next to you until we land. And if someone says, is the person next to me dead? You have to say, it appears so. Yeah,
it appears so? Say yes!
I can't even, like... What do you go? Like, cheers, buddy. Oh,
wait. The good part is they're not going to talk to you for the entire flight. That's the only good thing I could think of. Google flight attendant describing the procedure for dead passenger. You'll see her. She's trying not to laugh when she explains it.
Well, one thing I learned in the South is the Southern hospitality, and you can find this very frequently at any Southern drive-thru, but especially at Popeyes.
Hi, thank you to Popeyes. This is Cynthia speaking. Let's keep it popping.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Keeping it real over here. That's what we do. Can I get you there?
Let me get a number 8, please.
Spicy Amaya.
Spicy.
And what side I'm going to talk about is hot?
Red beans.
Anything spicy. Else? Chicken rice or cold slaw?
That's it, love. Trying to wash that waistline.
Wash that waistline. You hear me? So that's a 3 spicy chicken with the red bean barbecue sauce. Twerk that thing with strawberry off the rock. You hear me? 9 foot it up and keep it real. Ride it out, baby.
You already know, love.
All right. Come around, honey. Dump it.
I love that lady.
Seriously, that's just the normal. Like, that's the Southern way.
And where was she? I mean, because I'm going to drive there.
Nolens.
Popeyes and Nolens. I want to hear somebody talk to me like that at the Dunkin' Donuts in Lewisburg. You know, I want
to
hear that.
We need to get one up here. I think there is one in Scranton or something.
Oh, there's one going in right in front of the mall where that restaurant used to be.
Oh, Lord.
I made that up.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
It's an old Tom Morgan joke.
Don't go putting rumors out there.
It's an old Tom Morgan joke. Whenever there's an open store in front of the mall, you say it's going to be a Red Lobster.
You say Chick-fil-A, everyone's going to lose their mind.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's on the way with the entertainment report. Could there be anything more entertaining than that lady at the Popeyes? I don't know.
Probably not. I got nothing.
Try to make something up in the next few minutes. All right. It's on the way next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Disney has decided to bring back a scene that was originally scrapped in the upcoming Buzz Lightyear origin movie Lightyear, a same-gender kiss. In fact, this will be a first for the company. Could this have anything to do with the current internal backlash over the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida? More than likely, the company has received widespread criticism from its own employees, because its CEO has refused to publicly denounce the bill. The kisses between two female characters. There was always a relationship between those characters in the film. It's just that the kiss was removed, but it's back. Lightyear will hit theaters on June 17th.
Mrs. Potato Head and who?
Mrs. Potato Head and Bo Peep.
Bo Peep? Good guess.
Wow, sure. What a mixture.
Oh my.
Gotta get some Bo Peep action in there.
Yeah. Okay. Good inside information. Yeah,
ready to go down the rabbit hole there,
it's not
Mike.
The same as a Popeyes going in front of the mall. Meanwhile, I want to talk about snubs here. West Side Story star Rachel Zegler says she did not receive an invitation to the 94th Academy Awards, where the film is nominated for 7 awards, including Best Picture. The actress, who plays Maria, the female lead, made this revelation in a Saturday Instagram post. As reactions began to pour in, Zegler expanded on her initial post by saying, quote, "I will root for West Side Story from my couch and be proud of the work we so tirelessly did 3 years ago. I hope some last-minute miracle occurs and I can celebrate our film in person. But hey, that's how it goes sometimes, I guess."
Now, what? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm totally serious.
I sense a little bit of bitterness.
Well, there should be.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like you calling your buddy and saying, sorry, I didn't invite you to my kid's birthday.
Right. She's the female lead of the movie that's nominated for Best Picture.
Now, the understudy's going,
she got the wrong invite.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah, presenters and nominees automatically get tickets to the event, but actors in the films, even if it's nominated for Best Picture, aren't guaranteed admission. And ticket allotment is decided by the studio. So somebody has some explaining
to do.
There's
a lot
right
of red
there.
Tape here.
Someone got some explaining to do.
Spielberg's going to be there.
Oh, well, then that just makes it all better.
Yeah. Yes.
Spielberg's right. Coming. He'll just right. Kibosh just all
dirt.
Of this crap.
And looking at the box office, The Batman held on to the number one spot again with $36 million. Opening in second place was the Japanese anime film Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, which made $17 million despite the fact that people who don't follow anime probably don't even know what this is and didn't even know it was playing.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Nope, me
it's
either.
A pretty good movie. I don't know much about anime, but it's pretty good. So $17 million opening weekend for that
one. Wow.
Yeah, Uncharted was third with $8 million. The horror movie X, which I loved, came in fourth with $4.4 million.
Come on.
Dog rounds out the top five with $4 million. And meanwhile, The Outfit, which I also loved, opened in eighth place with only $1.5 million. So kind of a shame.
1.5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, empty theaters for that.
Had
which
some
is
listeners
shame.
On the old
film.
Facebook asking about you. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they heard your review. They kind of got interested. Cool. They wanted to go see it. I thought
oh,
it was
that's
cool.
Excellent.
Mike, it's always good to have you here. Could you come in every day?
Sure.
Have a great week, and we'll see you on Friday, all right?
See you then.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next, and we'll be kind next hour.
Got a brand new week with the Be Kind campaign coming up next. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
So imagine you're driving and a medical emergency arises. Well, you hope somebody's going to be there to help you out, and that's exactly what happened from a fifth grader of all people in Ohio.
The bus driver, he was like coughing and twitching with his arm. We pulled the video off the bus, and sure enough, that's when we identified that it was our friend here, Sujan, who really was the hero in stopping that school bus.
I just went straight, just take off his foot, gas pump, just hit the brake. Scared a lot, but I was brave. Like, know what to do, just try to not make yourself cry. Just try to help people around.
He is definitely a hero.
Sujan Singh was able to take over that bus and safely stop it during the incident. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
That's incredible. News. That's heroic news.
That's good news.
Good news, yeah. All right, speaking of superheroes, Batman. Everybody loves Batman. Still the number one movie. How about if a guy dressed like Batman shows up to entertain Ukrainian children?
This is my little buddy, Sasha, from the Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
Sasha is 6 years old, and he is going to say the four things. Never give up. Always do the right thing. Number three, help other people. Number four, never be a bully.
Okay, he doesn't talk like Batman.
But he's actually John Buckland from West Virginia, spending time with Ukrainian children. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. Still to come, some late night TV. Nassau is wet and moist.
hate that word.
I think that's why Jimmy Fallon is using him. Tom's top list on the way, and we do have Seth and Danielle standing by. We'll talk to them about the United Way Be Kind campaign.
All on Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
NASA is planning another moon mission, and they just rolled out the rocket to their launch pad to prepare for something called a wet dress rehearsal.
Whoa.
Ah. Even worse, they said wet dress rehearsal is prepared for the moist moon landing.
Oh.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the house cleaning because it is the first full day of spring. Five things we're Googling about spring cleaning. And the number one is you're Googling about Googling spring cleaning. You're Googling a spring cleaning checklist because you don't even know what it is.
Well, that's kind of step one, literally, yeah, and figuratively.
I guess.
And then the next one is how to clean, like, AirPods, iron skillet, which, by the way, side note to you, you don't clean a skillet.
Leave it alone.
It's called seasoning.
All right, number three, I don't understand. Where to donate. Okay. I get it now. You're cleaning out your closet. You got to get rid of the clothes.
Yes. Going to community aid.
All right.
Top 10s for cleaning products and an all-purpose cleaner. The pink stuff. That's Pepto-Bismol. What are they talking about?
There you go. And then finally, number five. All right. You're already done. Now you need to know how to organize everything you cleaned. Sounds fair to me.
Cabinets, closet,
you
pantry.
You all ready to start cleaning? You
nope.
Already?
Nope, I'll hire somebody.
WQKX.
Hey, that was my line.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Karina, we're going to be kind in the community.
We're highlighting those who are being kind every single day. We've got Danielle and Seth from United Way. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So we are rolling into week four, which is Be Kind to Your Community. Tell us about that.
Week four, can't believe it's here already. We're definitely encouraging folks to be... If you're the creative type, you can paint kindness rocks and place them throughout the community for others to find. If you like to cook, why not prepare a meal and deliver it to one of your neighbors? Or why not volunteer at a local nonprofit with a cause you care about? Those are some of the ideas that we have for folks to be kind to your community this week.
Sometimes people think they have to make a grand gesture. Sometimes the tiniest things can make somebody's day completely turn around. And those are the stories we hear most.
Yeah, there are just so many different ways that you can give back to your community. And, you know, just the little things make a huge difference. You know, and we're just encouraging folks to, you know, if you can and if you're able to volunteer. There are so many different organizations in our community that could use your help. You know, for example, Big Brothers Big Sisters is looking for mentors. Central Susquehanna Opportunities needs program volunteers for the spring. And Central Susquehanna Site Services is looking for drivers as well. You know, something that you're passionate about, you know, go out there and volunteer.
You actually just reminded me. I'm so glad to hear this. You just taught me something new. I'm going to get myself in line to be a big sister because I have no children and I would love to enrich another child's life. So that's awesome.
That's great. And you guys bring the ideas to the table.
Absolutely. And if you guys are looking for more opportunities, you can always visit bsbuw.org/BeKind2022. And there are several opportunities, ideas, weekly activities and challenges to just encourage everyone to spread positivity and kindness.
Very awesome. And you can go to our WQKX.com, click on the Be Kind banner. But if you are the person who's being kind, you can always take a picture and use the hashtag BeKind2022. Thanks, Seth and Danielle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you Friday for the winner.
Woo!
What do you think about the Peacocks? Do they have a chance to win a national championship?
I don't know, but they're pretty.
The number 15 St. Peter's Peacocks from Jersey City, New Jersey. Only the third number 15 to make it to the Sweet 16 since 1985.
Wow.
How much longer do they have? Well, that's not the point of our parting shot. The fact is the school is so small that they didn't have money to send the cheerleaders to the tournament. So one of the cheerleaders reached out to Peacock, the network.
Hey, It worked out for them.
You know, when I encourage the group to join for the season, I always remind them you could win the tournament and you can be a part of March Madness, and it's one of the most amazing things. So that's always just been something that they kind of hoped for.
Beyond grateful myself, it's a gift. They literally gave us a gift coming here. So grateful for them.
WQKN.